Amen. I invite you to remain standing as we share with you the gospel lesson. This is the virgin birth narrative from Luke 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee of Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for him in the inn.
In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
Owa e manawahe, he koeni ko hau moau ha talanoa maarie, ko e mea whakawhiewhia au pito, ko e mea maikaka isleri katoa. He nai alo i ki atiki moutoulu anenai he kolo o tevita, ha whakamo ui, aia ko eiki misaia.
What? What did the angel say?
I just told you.
I didn't understand a word of that. Did any of you?
You don't know Tongan?
I'm still trying to figure out English.
I am sure that the angel spoke to all people in all languages.
The angel spoke to each of us.
The angel said, Fear not, for see, I am bringing you good news.
The Savior, the Messiah, is born to the world in Bethlehem.
This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host,
praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth peace among those he favors. Come, Emmanuel, come. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
I invite you to be seated.
Thank you. Is my sermon behind you there?
My sermon was lost. Was that a divine gift? This is the season of giving. Are all of you through doing all of your gift shopping? Are all of you ready? That's what we like to hear. Think about the gifts. Think about what we've heard. Think about the three wise men. Weren't those wonderful wise men that came and gathered and that brought their gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh? Gold is, of course, riches. Frankincense and myrrh would have been for health and for perfume, for beauty. Celebrations, expensive gifts beyond measure. They brought those gifts. What did the baby bring? What did the baby bring to the manger? The shepherds, we remember the shepherds, they came and they brought something. What did the shepherds bring? They brought their worship. They brought awe, inspiration. They brought the acknowledgement of Christ, the Lord born. And God calling them, the poorest of the poor, the ones that no one paid any attention to. And here they are called and they've come. There was a little drummer boy, he just got on everyone's nerves. Any parent that, grandparent that gives a kid a drum, the parents should have a word to say with that. But what did the baby bring? Think about that a moment. Think about the nativity scene, the scene that we've gathered here. The angels brought something. What did the angels bring? A multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth. A multitude of the heavenly host. I think it was a flash mob in heaven right there. It was everybody and all of that and just every imaginable voice.
but not loud, just full. Think of what the angels brought.
Mary. What did Mary bring? She brought the child. But she brought faith and trust. God comes and says, "You're pregnant with my child. I want you to bear that." Think of what courage that would take. Women, are you ready for that? God coming to you now. Elizabeth was very old when God came to her and John the Baptist. And men, what about you? What about Joseph, his trust and love for his wife? She comes to him and says, "I'm pregnant." And he loved her. And the angel spoke to him. And he obeyed the angel. Think of the gift he brought. But what did the baby bring? What is it that... Now I know we can go into all of that theological stuff. I've been to seminary. I spent years debating and talking. They spent millennia talking about the gift of Christ, of salvation, of sacrifice, of the Lamb of God, all of those things. But that's in the future. And here's the baby in the manger. What did the baby bring? Somehow I don't think he had 10 commandments. I don't think he had stone tablets. I don't think he had rules. How many of you have ever seen a baby? What does a baby bring? Hungry at one end and no responsibility at the other. But the babies bring something else too. Think about it. Have you ever looked at a baby and smiled at a baby and really smiled? And the baby wasn't hungry or needed his diaper changed and it looked at you. What was the baby's response? A smile. Acceptance. Didn't check with you to see if you're a Republican or a Democrat, whether you went to the Baptist church, the Methodist church, the Episcopal church, or whether you were somewhere else. Didn't worry about the language or the color of your skin or any other difference. Babies bring that innocence and that acceptance and that crossing of barriers that says, we are all babies of God.
And we all come together.
And we must all come together. Christmas is essential to Christianity. Think about that a moment. If we had Christianity but no Christmas, you could have Easter, you could have all of the other seasons, but Christianity has to have Christmas for an important piece of who and what we are about. Because that innocence of the baby born and the baby helpless is important. Born to the poorest of the poor, in the dark of the night, the longest night, full of the acceptance of the world, and with a manger, a feed trough for his bed. Sometimes we put our Christianity on our shoulders and we walk around a little bit proudly, and I think we need to be careful. Babies don't care. They couldn't care how many years you've been a member of a church or how much you put in the offering plate or all of the other things that we seem to want to put on our shoulders to elevate ourselves. Babies offer love and acceptance and smiles. They don't care if you're talking in Tongan or English, French or Russian, or Ukrainian, Spanish, anything else. Goo, goo, goo is about the same in every language. And we need to get back to that. I invite you to put the baby back into your Christmas. Put the baby back into the acceptance that we have one of another. If you find somebody and you're talking to somebody, think about them as the baby that they were when they were born. The celebration of God in our midst. Let us be those Christians.
Let us be those faithful ones. And let us
honor the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all people.
Amen.